That which gives you immortality. So, yes, so it is wonderful. Nectar gives you immortality. If you drink nectar, as he said, nectar is elixir of life. And that is nectar. And if you drink it, you become immortal. That is the normal way, but we shall see now in the Upanishad this word is used. This is a very important word in the Upanishad. Amrita. Sambhuti. S-A-M-B-H-U-T-I. Sambhuti. Sambhuti means birth. The process of becoming, the process of taking birth is Sambhuti. We all are born, therefore we are all products of Sambhuti. Then there is a word Asambhuti. Now you can tell me the meaning of Asambhuti. That's right. Unborn. Non-birth. Sambhuti is birth. Asambhuti is non-birth. Pardon? Also, it can also mean, there are many meanings of Asambhuti. What meaning is that the concept of birth does not apply. There is the absence of the concept of birth. Asambhuti. Then there is a word Pushan. P-U-S-H-A-N. Pushan. Pushan means the sun in the process of becoming bigger and bigger. You know, when the sun rises in the east, then what happens? It gradually grows. Little by little it rises. That rising sun is called Pushan. Until it becomes a whole complete disk in the sky. So the sun which is rising is called in the Upanishad Pushan. Rising sun. Then there is a word Agni, the fire. In English we have got ignition, isn't it? Agni and ignition are very similar. Both have the same root in Sanskrit, in Latin, in Greek, in English. That which is fire, that which ignites, that which puts into illumination. There is Agni. Satya is another word. Satya, S-A-T-Y-A, which means truth. Apahita, A-P-A, H-I-T-A. Apahita. Or you take out and then remiss pahita. And if you know Tamil, par par, what does it mean? Huh? See, yes. So apahitam, that which is not seen. That which is veiled. Apahitam. So you can see Sanskrit word pa and Tamil word pa is the same. To see. Apahitam, not seen. Veiled. covered, death is covered, there is a veil, a pahita. I shall give one sentence, which is one of the most important sentences in the Vishuddha Upanishad. But before saying the sentence, I'll give one more word. Mukham.
Face.
Mukham. In Sanskrit also means face, Tamil also means face. Now I shall read out the sentence. Satyasya mukham apahitam. Satyasya mukham apahitam. Mukham means a face. Apahitam means
not seen,
covered, veiled.
Face which is not seen.
Good. But whose face? Satyasya of the Satya. Satya means of the truth. The face of the truth is covered, is veiled. Right? This is one of the most important phrases of the Upanishad. And this is very easy to, I mean, from the point of Sanskrit. Satyasya mukham apahitam. The face of the truth is veiled, is covered. It's a very important conception in the Upanishad. The face of the truth is covered. Satyasya mukham apahitam. Bhuishta is another word. Bhuishta. 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 You have the word station in English. Station is that where things are stationed. They are arrested. They become stable. Even the word stable is also the same kind of a word. Now, bhuya. Bhuya is becoming. So, bhuishta. Where the becoming becomes so perfect, it becomes stabilized. So bhuishta means the best, the highest. Bhuishta. It's a something that becomes stationed after becoming. You grow, becomes so perfect that now, nothing more, nothing less. Bhuishta. That which becomes highest. Vidhi. V-I-D-H-I. Vidhi. You have heard the word dharma already. So, the always means in Sanskrit established. Dharma is that which stabilizes. You remember I have spoken about dharma. That which is stabilized, or that which stabilizes you. So, here also the, vidhi has two words, vi and the. The means that which stabilizes. But vi. We always means a special process. In Sanskrit, we always means that which is special, that which vibrates. Even the word vibrate comes from the word we. Vibrate has got this word we in it, vi. So we always means in Sanskrit special vibration. Peculiar, various, in different manners. So, vidhi means to establish something by a special manner. There are many ways, for example, of salutation. But there are salutations which are not vidhi, not according to special manner. You can salute also by a special manner. When in the army you are asked to salute, you can't salute as, oh, hello, hello, not like that. It is vidhi, a special manner of salute. It's called vidhi. To do anything by a special manner is called vidhi. In India, for example, a real manner of vidhi of saluting is when you bring and fold your hands. You have really done that. Then you have another special manner of bowing down. It's also that not only you fold your hands, but also you lower your neck. It's a further special manner of bowing. And then there is also another special manner in which you prostrate at the feet of whomever you want to salute. There is also another way. So, ultimately, this Upanishad ends with these words. Bhuishthante nama uktim videma. It's a long sentence, I don't want you to remember it. I'm only just saying for the sake of giving the meaning. In which it says, I prostrate, I offer my salutations in the most special manner. Bhuishthante nama uktim videma.